Maybe a little.
Oh, back again. Before this, I want to clarify one thing. That my perhaps Guru Pratha from Germany, your disciple of Srila Prabhupada.
Hema Sarira. Hema Sarira Prabhupada.
Hema Sarira.
Oh, he asked a question. The essence of that question was Bhakti Guru Thakur, has he second initiation or not? Because he has no secretary. How we can say that his second initiation was done and who gave him second initiation? So he was in Jagannath. I think it is not so fortunate. Or anyone not fortunate to be in a high class of association. There must be a true devotee. So that be in any class of dilemma about Bhagavata. Especially Bhakti Mohan Thakur is Gadadhar. That is Srimati Radhika manifestation of Radhika. He is Paramahansa, more than Paramahansa, Charamahansa. He was everything. He was Guru. And he was also seventh Goswami, six others, and he was seven. And you know, he gave mantra to Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. You know all these things. And Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Goswami followed him totally by one letter to another. He did not write and practice anything beyond Bhakti Vinod Thakur wanted. So we should know, and I want to clarify you all that what is called Diksha. I think that we translate Diksha word by second initiation or Brahman initiation, but it is wrong. Swamiji made it easy to tell the Western devotees who had no conception of Diksha. And that is why he called that they should easily understand Diksha. But this is not the meaning of Diksha, truly. Second initiation. What do you mean by second initiation? What do you mean? Can you tell?
Yes, I...
What is the meaning of second initiation?
To inspire the devotee.
Okay. That fire, sacrifice. If anyone is doing only lady fire sacrifice, it will be Diksha? Will it be? Or not? If the symptom of Diksha is to fire sacrifice too, then all candidates who are not even initiated Harina, they do in India, oh, talk to better. Those who are Sankarist, those who are Shivist, those Kali Bhakta, all they do, will it be called Diksha? No, never. This is the notion. And what is Brahman Diksha? What is the meaning? Can you tell? What is the meaning of Brahman Diksha?
To get the Brahman from
the
threat.
Huh?
To receive the threat.
Upanayan. Do you think that without being Brahman we cannot do any devotional services and bhakti? First we have to be Brahman, then bhakti. doing things like this? Then what is the importance of this diksha, Brahman diksha? Vaishnava are so much millions of times more superior than these Brahmins. You know Jagat Patni? The story of Jagat Patni in Srimad Bhagavatam.
The wives of the Brahmanas. The wives of the Brahmanas.
Yes. Mathura Brahmins.
Yes.
They used to do fast sacrifice. They were by caste Brahmins. They had Kupane. They used to read Veda, Ved, and everything. But they never gave one grain even to Krishna. On the other hand, their wives were not, had no separate trade. No separate. They had not bed reading, no fire sacrifice, because sometimes they become monthly in course. So, no. But Krishna took their preparation and made them his most beloved, and he was satisfied. And when they returned their wives to their homes, what became? Oh, they began to offer wives. Oh, fine on my Brahmin being, fine on my bed reading, fine on my sacred faith, my knowledge and everything. You are most superior than me. They are no diksha, no purasatya, and Brahmins were like so. Who is superior? Brahmins? Jagat Patni.
That was my question. Do you have to have a Brahmin initiation?
No. Brahman, sacred faith, it may be given by caste system. No? Our Goswami, well, mostly Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Sri Vaad Goswami, Sri Nivas Acharya, Advaita Acharya, Himsa Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, all by caste of Brahmin. So, in boyhood, at the age of 5 or 8, they were given separated in their family life. But not Brahman, this diksha, Vaishnavi diksha. They are not. They took, Mahaprabhu took, though he had separated. He went to Gaya. And what he did? He took Brahman diksha. Vaishnavi diksha. What is that? We should know. First, Ishwar Puribad gave him Hare Krishna Desh name. It is given by Guru Parampara from Brahma. And diksha, Harinam given is not diksha. Harinam. Hare Krishna Vyadhi. Or any name in any Vaishnava Sampradaya. Ram Sampradaya, Ram Mantra, Ram name. In our Sampradaya, Krishna. So, Diksha means here, Gopal Mantra. At first, in our Parampara line, all bona fide Guru in our Guru Parampara, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received Gopal Mantra from his Guru. And this is Diksha. At first, whole Diksha was it was accepted that by Gopal Mantra full Diksha. But as time passed and so much Kalyu came, then a disciple of Gopal Guru, Dhyanchandra Goswami, by the order of Vakreshwar Pandit, the Dada Guru.
Param Guru.
He compiled two lines, Bhagavat Parampara and Guru Parampara line. Archan Padhati and Bhagavat Padhati. Bhagavat Padhati from Swarup Damodar, Ashtakaliya Lila and Sarvim by Anishiddhade. That is called Bhagavat Parampara in the line of gopis. And Guru Parampara like Archan from Pancharatra. Understand? Pati Pancharatra made by Nara for worldly binding souls.
Condition show.
So there are three kinds of these things. Like you know, Narada Goswami in his first career. Narada Goswami and then Sukadeva Goswami in second. And thirdly, Narada Goswami in his
last
stage when he left his body and everything. So, when any disciple, or not even disciple, first Harinam is given, this is called Harinam. Harinam Asya. Guru Karan. Guru Karan, you know? Taking the shelter of a guru. And then he gets first Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And after some time, he realizes that this disciple is not qualified to chant the old name. And by this Harinam, he cannot receive Sambandha Gyan that what is our relation to Krishna? And then how pure name will come? So mostly we don't know our transcendental relation with Krishna. So first, for this Diksha means Dibdekyan, Di. Di means Dibdekyan. What is Dibdekyan? You should know. Krishna Tattva, Radha Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Maya Tattva. They will give to disciples and by this a transcendental relation will come that truly our transcendental form, what relation has with Krishna. All the jivas, those who are liberated are not liberated. Those are liberated. Like Nanda Yashoda, you know, relationship. Shubhasakha relation. Hanuman has relation to Ram. All has relation. But we, first relation. Because this is the transcendental part of Krishna. Mamai Vanso Jivaro. Understand? Isn't it? We are part and parcel of Supreme Lord. That is Krishna. Krishna has shape. Krishna has all quality. He has beautiful shape. He is so much powerful. Very sweet, Krishna. So Jeev also has some. And he has some transcendental relations. Transcendental, you know, that cannot break. Forever. So we have all. But now, it is not focused. Not manifested. It is covered with Maya. But we have. You cannot be other than that relation. If you are Madhav Yadu, your soul form is like Yasoda. We cannot be transferred. Uddhav cannot transfer. He went to Vrindavan, realized the Gopiraj was superior, but he could not be like Gopi. He could not be anything of any tree, creeper of Vrindavan. He had to return to Mathura. Because there was no any form of Vrindavan. So he could not change. Hanuman cannot change. He knows that Pandavas are more better, superior. And Pandavas know that all the associates of Vrindavan are more superior, but they cannot. I can give an example. don't jump in Kanchipur either. Same soil, same field, same air, same sun, same everything,
same
water.
Same garden.
But same gardener also, same atmosphere, but so many seed of trees like tamarind, mango, jackfruit, and others. They will not be same. If you water, same water, same gardener, same thing, but from mango, mango will come, from tamarind, so, you cannot change your transcendental form and relation. In the association of Sadhu Sangha, only it can be like in sloka it has been told, Nitya Siddhasya Bhavasya Parapattam. By sadhana can be changed. What?
Maharaj, like you said, you said mango tree, mango, seed can only bring mangoes. Like, so does it mean that our very nature, like Hanuman, can never change to serve Radha and Krishna? He serves Sita Ram. He can only serve Sita Ram. So is
but
it that just, we are eternally only attracted to Radha Krishna? We are.
What telling?
He's telling that just like Hanuman can never change his relationship with Sitaram, he said that we can never change, that we have an eternal relationship
yes,
with Radha.
This is all right.
And not with Lakshmi Narayan or with Sitaram, for example.
You should see first. You should think about this. We have some transcendental relation with Krishna. It is true. Mango seed and other things, I told. But in the beginning, when we are covered with Maya, at that time, this pure bhakti begins from Shraddha, Adho Shraddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha, Anartya Nirvritti. Then, Nit Bhajan, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti. At the time of Bhav, our transcendental form will manifest before now. And we are very fortunate. Like if there is an iron and magnet will only attract iron, not wood, not other metals, not gold, nothing. So we are lucky that we are attracted in this line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who came to give this thing, Anarthikarin Kira, a bhakti in the line of gopis. And that is why we are attracted. Otherwise, not. So I know that if you have come in our line, in Gaudiya Vaishnava, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami line, Guru, there are so many gurus wandering everywhere. Why they, some of them, attracted by Swamiji, by me? Why not all population of Holland is coming to me? Why? I know there are some gurus. But why not coming? Because you have something to be attracted by that magnet of our life. So I will again ask after Kirtan Karan. After Kirtan, you should have. I have to learn so many things. So many things about me. How the meaning of this Kirtan? In Sanskrit, it has been told. In Chaitanya, Dibyam Jnanam Jato Dattyato
Kurjat Papam
Sankhya Papam Sankhya
Dasma Dikche
Dhyan Chandra Gopal Guru. By Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami especially, by Jiva Goswami, Nishar Sandarbha, very clearly they are being. Without Diksha, our our names can't be like you without me. You know, Mayavadi also, those who follow Shankar, Nirvishesh Brahmava, they also chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They chant like Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Hare. They think that Krishna, Vishnu, Ram, Kali, Durga, Ganesh, Shankar, Sun, not only them, all we are Brahma. And we want to merge in Brahma. And for this they chant Hare Krishna. Then our name will be like that. If we have no good relation and initiation pure from Vaishnava Guru, then you cannot have the mercy of Krishna. You can have the mercy of that. You can be very wealthy. Your body will be very beautiful. You can marry a very good qualified lady. Only to this, only to this. But not any transcendental thing you can dream of getting. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling to Sant Damodar Raramana. Raramana just Sunao Sri Rupa Naim Lailya Naam Premi Paja. They tell him to Ramrava. Ramrava means, you know, Ramanandra. And Sant Damodar. His personal what?
Associate.
That, you should be Trina Kapi Suni Jena, Arurapi Sahisurana, Amanina, Manadeina, Kritanya Sadahari, with a relationship with Krishna. Can you tell that what relation you have with Krishna? Can you tell?
Most intimate.
No, you can. Have you any greed of any relation? Any greed for any Krishna relation? Have you greed? Even no. I think not. To make pure deep jnana he gives first. He opens your eyes of jnana, jnana, dasya, jnana, anjana, savakaya. Which is covering our jnana knowledge. Gurudev removes and what is the covering of Maya? How? By getting this transcendental relationship with Krishna. There is none like Krishna. Merciful, powerful. So Krishna, very beautiful. He is lords of lords. If he will worship them, Krishna. Then our worship to all daily gods, all jivas, every plants and creepers, everything. Kasmin, Kuste, Jagatas. So this relation will be. And secondly, what? Purification of your created cups. That you are bound to suffer from them. That is why you have become human. So many diseases coming. Or they must become, must come. And one day you will give up all your world. But if you have that transcendental relation, you can give up this body very easily, like what? What? No pain, nothing. And second, in your birth, very easily you will have high class of association of any of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relationships. And then very easily you can be in Vrindavan, and from there you will have prem, sneha, rag, anurag, bhav, bhav. Otherwise, no. If you have no diksha, Gopal mantra, you should know also one thing. Brahma Gayatri, for Brahma Gayatri. Brahman diksha. That is, diksha is necessary. Upavit, sanskar. Necessary. You are bound to this. or being part. But for Gopal, the love of Krishna, which is more superior than Nitya, this Nitya. Oh, Gopal Mantra, come back. Oh, is it in my head? For Krishna love, no need of going towards Brahma Gayatri. That Brahma Gayatri itself is, after some time, by proliferic purification, it becomes Kama Gayatri. So, more superior. If Brahma Gayatri is needed for all, then why for not ladies? Why not? Then they cannot have attained Krishna prema. But it is wrong. That is why in original, very old days, ancient time, Gopal Mantra was. Krishna gave by Saraswati Gopal Mantra to Brahma, and by his proof he gave Kamgayatri to Brahma. But his name, this mantra were only how to control and how to create this world and to maintain. So he had no such thing, no relation, some spiritual relation like gopis and gopis. That is why. But I know after that, when he had a darshan of Krishna, sharing the cows and cowherds, when he saw Krishna, and then he may have that. Agree came Tadapuri Pakami Hatam, that I want to be one of the dasis of the dasis, open the lotus dust of the body. But he could not attain. Even on the most of this, even Lakshmi, because he has no Gopal, and he cannot begin it. She was not qualified because in Gopal Mantra. Any Gwala should be the husband of that devotee. Lakshmi realized this fact. Lord, Krishna told, you cannot enter in my law. And you cannot come in Vrindavan because you are not qualified. Oh, I'm qualified, I'm very beautiful. Oh, this is not qualified. You'll have to be take birth in
Gopi family.
Gopi. And then you'll marry to another go, and then you can be that delivered, otherwise not. She, what did? She refused to be married by any go. She was ready to marry with Krishna. Krishna just told them, oh, I can. I have never married any go. They are most beloved. Understand something? So Bhakti Guru Thakur was that. Paramahamsa always do. No need of separate. He took his separate and so, I don't want to be like that. Naham, Vipro, Natanapati. You know that is. I'm not Brahmin. I'm not Chakra, Vaishya, Sutra. I'm not any worldly relationship. Gopir Bhartu, Gopir Bhartu, Gopir Bhartu, Padakamalyo. Nasti eva nasti. I think that it will remove your doubt. If some doubt, oh, you can come and tomorrow. Now we have done time to waste our time in this subject. I want to come in our real subject. And tomorrow we will begin our class. I think also tomorrow I will give something, explain, and I will come to our subject, bhakti bhakti. And what are difficulties in bhakti? What are anarchs? How we can remove all these things? And we should try to follow any source, anyone cannot do anything. Pure bhakti. And what is that? Shravanam, Shravanam, Archanam, Kastanam, more superior, Vaishnava, Sadhu Sangha, in Sadhu Sangha means Kirtan, in Sadhu Sangha, in Sadhu Sangha, in Vrindavan, in Sadhu Sangha, in Radha Kurukshan, in Vrindavan, Navadi.
Bhagavad Shravan.
Of this, and Bhagavad Shravan. And then five items of three are superior. Chanting, remembering, and Samadhan, Kirtan, in among them, one is Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Vaipo Kevalam, Kalonga Seva, Nam Seva, Nam Seva, and honor all kinds of names. Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given his whole mercy and Krishna. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
change their body and they will go to Golok Vrindavan. They cannot be survive this body. This is not able to take any darshan of township. That is why in Vrindavan, in Seva Kunja, in night no monkey. If anyone will be there, they must come. Or they must be mad. They cannot be. And they will be speechless.
But sometimes when a pujari is doing puja to the deities or a devotee is praying to the deities, sometimes he has a little glimpse of them. A small...
Never. Only Sanatan Goswami, Rupa Goswami, or Gopal Bhatta they have. Hmm. Otherwise, we all devotees, never. They can pose that I have, but never.
So it is a mistaken impression.
Yes, certainly. Only Rupa Goswami can see that for Rupa and Sanatan, they were once talking each other, the sweet pastimes of Krishna, and it became more than 12.
Oh.
And Radharani himself came and told that, oh, you are fasting. May I cook for you like a very ordinary girl, ordinary everything, but extreme beauty, beautiful. That did not look after her. Oh, I'm doing, you are so much busy in talking. And at once she did, and at once fire came in, wood, and everything in a second it was. Oh, you should take. I'm going because my mother will be angry. In this way.
What is
they
the
saw in glimpse.
What is the taste of that prasadam, Radharani's cooking?
It cannot be told by Tan. Oh. And if Tan will take, oh, she cannot speak.
Cannot think.
How they can? Anyone can see the beauty of Radhika and Krishna. Even liberated person, not Brahma, not Shankar like this. Not, never, nor even our sakhis can see. But eyes has no tongue, so they cannot
tell.
And how to do?
So some devotees talk that they had glimpse, they had some
that,
taste.
They are mad actually. And lawyer.
Liar, liar.
Liar.
There's no possibility of that.
He cannot survive.
Some devotees say that when they see the deities have spoken
they
to them.
They want to cheat you. Only. If anyone can see Radhika, you see. There are some symptoms. All his worldly desire will go. At once, his past, future and present through it the karma will go. All ignorance will go. Then how he can survive this bogus body? At once there. So I know. Oh, they are telling that I have seen. And oh, you have seen. I know. And after some time, he is pursuing a lady. He is mad for a lady. Can it be possible?
Never.
Never.
So it is only imagination?
Not imagination. Bad motive to cheat others. If a man has seen, he cannot tell that I have seen. Rup Goswami will not speak on drum that I have seen. Come on, come on.
What is our aspiration in this body? Because if we get that vision, we're dead.
By these eyes, by these mouths, by these hands, no one can realize Radhika. Radhika is here, everywhere, like Krishna. But where are Radhikas? Only by the sadhana. When our sadhana will reach up to bhav, ruchi, bhav, prem, then pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav. Even Rukmini and Satvama cannot see the darshan of the Brahma, Rudra, Suk, Narad, Bhishma. They can take the darshan. Very higher thing, not ordinary.
So there's no degrees of this, like the switch turns on complete, or it's
what,
not
what,
on.
What?
The switch, Krishna Prema, either it's on or it's off. Seeing Radharani, either you do or you don't. Not glimpses, not possible.
Well, he's asking to have this kind of darshan. You cannot have half a darshan or a little bit of darshan. It's either the complete perception, realization, or no realization.
In this world, by this body, by these eyes, anyone can have no except
accurate.
Accurate? No.
Gurdjieff,
even in dream.
He is asking if he can have a small part of realization. And
no.
More of this. No.
Up till bhav. When bhav will come, Vishuddha Sattva bhav, then as a glimpse you can see the shadow of Radhika. Otherwise, no. You know Shuddha Sattva? You don't know. I know, you not know. Shuddha Sattva means
Shuddha Sattva.
Ladini and Sambi. Both mixing. The essence of this is called Vishuddha Sattva. Coming from Radhi. When it will come in me, then it is possible, and it is called bhav. Then.
What is spurti, Gurudev? What means to have spurti?
What?
Spurti.
Spurti.
Spurti means Radhika has spurti for Krishna, you not, and me not. Radhika, spurti, that all Krishna has come. Seeing a tree, Kamal tree, that is called this food. Sometimes he become mad, oh, Krishna has come. Who has closed my eyes? Oh, Krishna, but no Krishna. This is called this food. Sometimes Sachi Maya preparing so many items and weeping that, oh, my son is not here. And in the meantime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came from Puri. And he took all. Then he said, oh, well, today perhaps I am not cooking. Again he went to cook. So this is called the Spurti. Very high.
What are we praying for if we chant Prachodayat?
What are we praying for when we say Prachodayat? We should pray that, O Krishna, I'm full of anartha, unwanted thing. Aparad. You should take it out that I can chant Shuddha name. And when Shuddha name, O Krishna, now I want to serve you and Radhika. And then he will again to Rup Goswami, Rup Manji and others, that please give me the association of high class of Vaishnava Rishi, like Rup Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sarup Damo Daraya Ramananda, like
Bhakti Vrindaraya.
And then practicing from Shraddha, Bhartam. Oh, he will realize these things. And then thousands of births will go. Then it may be very lucky if Bhav will come, Rati may come. Then one of the five rasas will come. And he will realize his Siddha Swarup. And then, very high thing.
But this is by mercy of the spiritual master. Without this,
the spiritual master should realize all these things then by his mercy. Otherwise, if he is Madhyam Adhikari, he cannot. He cannot do. Maybe Uttam Adhikari, like Haridas Thakur, he will not give. He will tell, please go to Rup Goswami. He will not himself give. He will tell that, if you want to chant name, come to me. And for this, you should go to Rup Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. There are divisions of all these things, sections.
किस
दृश्य देखकर जप करना चाहिए हम लोगों को? क्या? कहाँ खींच करके ऊपर से नीचे ले
जब जप करेंगे हम लोग तो किस दृश्य देख के?
कोई दृश्य मत देखो, मुझे हे प्रभु दया कीजिए, ये सुर भी मर्सी फुल
आंखें बंद करके
आँख बंद करो या जैसे ध्यान लगाओ वृंदावन का गोवर्धन का धीरे धीरे अभी तो तुम चार फेरा नहीं कर सकती माला तो क्या जन चिंता करेगी क्या तुम्हारे लिए भी कुछ नहीं हरे कृष्ण करो और यदि करेगी अधिक ना तो तुम पति को छोड़ देगी बेटे को छोड़ देगी If chanting more and if even Ashakti will come,
three flutes of Krishna.
Oh, you will give up everything.
Three flutes of Krishna.
And you will be sannyasi.
What is Murali Bangsi?
How is it that we have so many questions in our mind when we come in your presence?
we forget what to ask.
Gurudev, so many. And friend, I tell that, stand up and speak something. They forget everything.
Gurudev, when you see us as conditioned, you see us as conditioned souls, but you also know our real identity. And when you
don't think like that. I'm your friend's one.
I'm thinking
somewhat it may be knowing Shastra. Nothing else.
I'm always when I tell friends about you, I tell them that as a pure devotee, your perception is clear and unconditional. So you, when you see us as conditioned souls, you can tell exactly what is the next step we should take.
I never see like that. I never see. As you are, so what? Thinking.
My thinking is somewhat.
What I mean to say is, you can give us perfect guidance. What is the next thing we should do in our life?
I like Sikha Guru. Because to whom she Krishna name comes and Harikatha comes, really they are much superior. Understand what I told?
Well, yesterday you were talking about Diksha, but never you brought in the Shiksha yet. I'd like to ask the question. When I asked you to be Shiksha Guru, what does that mean?
I
would like to have you be my Shiksha Guru.
It means that you will have to follow me. The breathing comes. And in all respect, how I do bhajan, you should think and follow. What are my ideas? What are my siddhans? How I serve my Gurudev? Then you can see that. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, Mahaprabhu gave his hand in the hand of Sultan. And you should think better of your Shiksha. And he followed totally. This is Shiksha. Shiksha Guru is not any fire sacrifice or anything other.
By imitation you cannot. There was a boy sitting with his father. When his father used to chant Gayatri, meditate Gayatri, then he used to sit with him. Then one day,
he was doing like this, sitting, closing eye. Our son was imitating and doing pranam. Then he used to do pranam. What he was telling, he used to do like that, imitate. But one day his father knew that he is doing imitation. Really not, or really. He wanted to test. So when he was chanting mantra like this, and then he took his asana. Asana, you know, and began to do like 5 times. And then his son also began to do 5 times.
More.
Oh, what are you doing, my baby? So this is imitation, not Shiksha. Shiksha to
follow
internal qualification. How he was doing bhajan. Are bolo? You can speak.
When one person has taken diksha from his guru, is it possible that this connection can ever be broken?
If really he is our uttam bhakta guru, then transcendental, no cutting. But if that person is not realized soul, he has never realized Krishna or his prem, and not Uttam Bhagavat, then not.
And from Shishya side, if a Shishya makes any mistakes, can it be broken?
Because Guru gives relation and some realization. He may tell that, everything you have. And then all prem will come and he will dance and breathe and go. These kinds of guru, like Narada, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, others, they can do all like. The relation will be permanent. Madhyamadhikari himself, like, ISKCON leaders, met lakhs and lakhs devotees and initiated them And after some time, he collected one of his disciples, very beautiful lady, and he married and took all the money in his pocket. Where is relation? These persons cannot give relation.
What happens to these individuals who do this?
Not individual. I am seeing so many thousands of thousands. Not his individual. Because they never practice what Srila Prabhupada told. In real sense. They went to make schools, cowshed, book distribution only, not reading and realizing, not chanting. They never anyone chanted more than 16. And 16 names, only. Oh, where he is doing, what he is doing, and chanting. This will not do. So Raghunath Das Goswami has told all the things. There should be no worldly desire. Only to serve Radha Krishna conjugal or Mahaprabhu Nityananda. Only this will be there. And he will attend Nishtha to Ruchi, then Ashakti, then Bhav. Then this Bhav will come. Otherwise.
Were those devotees really Majjhama Adhikari?
You should answer.
You should answer.
I'm not like you.
Gurudev, we heard about Krishna's different flutes, Murali, Bangsi, and can you give some little...
Try to chant at least
64.
1 lakh name.
64.
Not 16 will do.
64.
64. But your mind should be concentrated. First do, and then I will tell.
Okay.
You want to a fruit, not
first grow the tree immediately.
Going on the tree, but you want this should come in my mouth. Then Krishna may give you a piece of a stone, you know. Your whole teeth will be
broken.
I have one close friend in Vrindavan who left his body just a few days ago.
He has a close friend who left his body recently.
Bhaktisiddhanta had a very faithful, loyal servant in Vrindavan who was serving him hand and foot for 15 years. Completely, did so much business and work for him without taking anything for himself, very humble soul, and he died 2 days ago in Vrindavan. He left his body. His name was Vishwanath.
I think you met him. I'm more his servant. But
it may be, but whether he was sadhak or not, I cannot tell. You know sadhak?
Yeah, yeah.
Who is sadhak? We are not sadhak. Myself not. Bilva Mangal. He is counted that he was sadhu for love and affection. And we are sadhu, but to give up on earth. By this, anyone can have no love and affection for Krishna, even not for Guru. They will quarrel with Guru. But they can pose like that you are taking. Selfless, they can serve in Vrindavan. What service they can do? To broom there, now what? What service do you mean that he used to do?
Well, you met him. I mean, he was, we're helping Adam some ways, you know, fixing
up. What he's telling?
He is saying that you have met him, Vishwanath.
Vishwanath?
His servant, Vishwanath. You have met him, Bhaktisiddhanta is saying.
I don't remember.
You don't remember. What kind of service was he doing? He was doing
like he was helping me when I was.
Oh, he was helping you, serving you.
Yeah.
Have you any realization of love of Krishna Radhika?
Only through you, and I was helping you.
Then how he will be advanced than you?
Well, I was just wondering what happens to a person who leaves his body there. If there's any way we can give many a.
If anyone. Evang Bratashwapriya Namak. Anywhere he will hear the name of Krishna or Radhika, he will be faint. Tears coming, rolling down, like Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami. You know this slow? Shankha Purvaka Nam Gan Natri Kala Vasani Kato Nidra Har Bihar Kadi Vijito Chatanta Dino Kato Radha Krishna Gunas Marena Pande Rup Sanat. He Radhe, He Lalite, He Brij. Oh, where you are, that is the symptom.
Our Srila Prabhupada, he would always apologize when he fell into this trance and became, you know, an ecstasy.
Only to inspire other devotees, not to decrease, but to give encouragement.
But he never showed. He never showed this.
Eh?
The Prabhupada never showed these symptoms.
I could not understand.
So our Prabhupada, he never showed these symptoms of ecstatic trance. But on occasion he would slip and he would go in.
It may be because his action shows that he attracted whole world. And he composed very soon so many
books
and translated. It was absurd for his general person, though no symptoms. Rupa Goswami never showed any symptom. But sometimes all were weeping by hearing the sweet Srimad Bhagavatam from the mouth of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. All were weeping. Oh, tears, nose was
dripping,
running, and weeping. Some became like faint. And Rupa Goswami were sitting like this, only, no symptom. Someone came to see what he has, what he is doing. And when he took his hand here, and he also from nose what air came, oh, his whole body was
burned.
But this is a real samadhi, like gopi. Very rare to anyone. Like if there is some water, a little fish can come and make it dirty. Understand what I am telling you? Mm-hmm. There is a place where some water is there. And even a small
fish
can come and do like this and all water will be dirty.
Mm-hmm.
But where there is unlimited ocean, a big whale cannot do anything. So Rupa Goswami is like a ocean, endless. And that mood is like a fish. So sometimes not symptoms are seen, but by behavior and symptoms it is seen. Now what is the time?
It's 20 minutes past 12.
Yamasash.
So many forget. What tell? Oh, marare, marare. I'm dying.
Help me.
Why did Swami Maharaj say that you can do it in one lifetime?
You cannot order them.
If we invite you to come in, then they will all go.
You can't go.
Gurudev, you've told us that in this before you leave, we have to achieve nishta.
Who is she?
Nichitri.
Nichitri did it. What Nichitri is telling?
She's saying that you instructed that before you go, that we should achieve at least nishta.
But our samskara is so weak. So how feasible is that?
If you are your samskara is so weak, then you cannot never. This is real thing. When nishta will come, and you will be strong to bring nishta, anyhow. Otherwise, you will see that, oh, I should make merry, like eat, drink, and be merry. Sense gratification, this is okay. And you want love and affection. How it can be? Impossible. You will have to give up so many things. Your worldly desires and all these things. Anna vilasita. And then,
Gurudev, you sometimes say that we are eager to hear but fearful to follow.
Yes.
But the more we hear from you, the less fearful we will become to follow?
If you will really be strong and taking a decision that I must follow what he's doing, then you can do it. Otherwise, hearing and going.
Sooner or later, we must make a decision.
He has already made. That's why he can speak. Right.
Come, Didi.